Sharing Time, What a Joyful Day, by Diane Nichols. And he also spake concerning the prophets, how great a number had testified concerning this Messiah, this Redeemer of the world. 1 Nephi, chapter 10, verse 5. Imagine that you lived over 2,000 years ago in a city named Zarahemla. The city is surrounded by a high wall that protects the people from their enemies. Imagine that one day, while walking through the city with your parents, you hear a lot of commotion ahead of you. As you come nearer, you see a man standing upon the city wall. He is prophesying of the coming of the Messiah and the things that will happen, both in Zarahemla and in the land of Jerusalem, as signs that he has been born. You and your parents stop and listen to this man's message. He is named Samuel and is a Lamanite prophet. The Lamanites have been your enemies for many years, but as you listen to him, you feel that the things he is saying are true. He says that in 5 years the Messiah will be born in the land of Jerusalem, and that when he is born, a new star will appear in the heavens. There will be a day and a night and a day without any darkness. It will appear to be as one day. When these things happen, the people in Zarahemla will know that the Savior has been born. Some of the people around you, however, do not believe Samuel and are very angry with him. They begin to throw stones at him and try to shoot him with arrows. He cannot be injured, though, and he escapes. After returning home, your parents tell you that the man you heard is a prophet of God, and that the things he taught are true. You and your family are baptized and prepare for the coming of the Messiah. See Helaman chapter 16, verses 1 through 5. You study the scriptures together, pray to Heavenly Father, and listen to the teachings of the prophets. In 5 years, a new star does appear, and there is a night without darkness. You know that the Savior has been born, just as the prophet Samuel had said. What a joyful day! It is fun to imagine that we lived long ago and heard Samuel prophesy about the coming of Jesus Christ. Many prophets besides Samuel told the people of their times about the Savior's birth. Those prophecies were fulfilled that night in Bethlehem. Just as the prophets testified of the Savior's birth, they have prophesied that he will come again. At his second coming, Jesus Christ will come not as a baby, but as an adult, and he will then rule and reign forever. All people everywhere will know that he is the Son of God and the Redeemer of the world. Although we do not know when he will come again, we have been told to prepare for that time. We can prepare for his second coming, just as the righteous people in Zarahemla prepared for his birth. We can follow the words of the prophets. We can study the scriptures and pray to Heavenly Father. We can keep our baptismal covenant and heed the promptings of the Holy Ghost. Prophets today continue to prophesy that the Savior will come again. If we follow the prophet, we will be prepared. What a joyful day that will be! Along with this article, What a Joyful Day, there is an activity that you may need some help with. At the top of the page in the middle, it says, I can be ready when Jesus comes again. On the right is a picture of the Savior. On the left is a window in which can be put a picture of one of four things. And the four things are a picture of a girl, and underneath it's captioned, I can pray daily. The second picture is of the sacrament being passed, and the caption says, I can keep my baptismal covenants. On the third picture, we have a picture of President Hinckley, captioned, I can follow the prophet. And the fourth picture shows a boy reading the Book of Mormon, captioned, I can study the scriptures. The directions for this are, 1, Glue this page onto a heavier piece of paper. 2. Color the picture of things you can do to prepare for the Savior's second coming. 3. Cut out sections A and B and the window in section A. 4. Form 2 tubes by gluing tab 1A behind tab 1 and tab 2B behind tab 2. See the illustration. Place section B inside section A. As you turn section B, pictures will appear to help remind you of some of the things you can do to be ready for the second coming. Choose one thing each week that you will try to do a little bit better to help you be better prepared. Sharing time ideas. 1. Help the children discover some of the prophecies concerning Jesus' birth and his second coming by preparing a Christmas sing-a story. See Teaching No Greater Call, pages 174 and 175. Use pictures of the Savior's birth and second coming from the Gospel Art Kit. On the back of each picture, attach a simple narrative that includes the name of the prophet who prophesied the event and a scripture containing the prophecy. Choose children to hold the pictures and narrate the story. Sing an appropriate song from the children's songbook to go with each picture. For example, Gospel Art Kit 201, Nephi, the Savior's mother will be from Nazareth. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verse 13, and verses 20 and 21, first sentence. Mary's Lullaby, pages 44 and 45. Gospel Art Kit 200, Helaman. His name will be Jesus Christ. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 19. Once within a lowly stable, page 41. Gospel Art Kit 203, Samuel, Great Lights and a New Star Will Appear, Helaman, chapter 14, verses 2 through 5, Stars Were Gleaming, page 37, Gospel Art Kit 240, Isaiah, He Will Be Heavenly Father's Son, Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, John, chapter 3, verse 16, He Sent His Son, pages 34 and 35. Gospel Art Kit 238. Matthew, Jesus Christ Will Come Again. Matthew chapter 16, verse 27. When He Comes Again, pages 82 and 83. 2. Ask, if you had a message that you wanted people throughout the world to receive, how could you send it? Telephone, satellite, television, internet, etc. Would that have been possible 2,000 years ago? Explain that 2,000 years ago something wonderful was going to happen. Jesus Christ was going to be born. Heavenly Father wanted people all over the earth to know about it, so He sent prophets to tell the people of the signs of the Savior's birth. Tell the story of Samuel the Lamanite. Helaman, chapter 13, verse 1 through chapter 16, verse 8, Gospel Art Kit, 314. Have children dressed in simple costumes role-play the fulfillment of Samuel's prophecy. There was no darkness on the night of the Savior's birth, and a new star appeared in the heavens. See Sharing Time, page 21. Sing Samuel Tells of the Baby Jesus, Children's Songbook, page 36. Show a map of the world. Ask where else people saw a new star on the night of the Savior's birth. Explain that although Bethlehem was a great distance from Zarahemla, somewhere in the Americas, people knew of the birth of the Savior by seeing the same star. Even far away in the east, the wise men, Gospel Art Kit 203, had been watching for the star to appear. They knew that it was a sign that the Savior had been born. When they saw it, they traveled a long way to come and worship the child. See Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, including footnote 2a. Sing Silent Night, hymn book number 204. It came upon the midnight clear, hymn book number 207, third verse, or With Wondering Awe, hymn book number 210. Explain that just as people watched and prepared for the Savior's birth, we need to watch and be prepared for His second coming. Give each child a star on which he or she can write or draw something he or she can do to prepare for the Savior's second coming. Ask them to share their ideas with their families. 3. Cut a large piece of the Nativity into puzzle pieces, one piece for each class. On the back of each piece, write a reference to scriptures that prophesy of the birth of the Savior. For example, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 13 and 15 and 18, 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 19, Helaman chapter 14, verses 2 through 5. Place the puzzle pieces in a random pattern on the floor. Have one child from each class come up and toss a beanbag until he or she hits one of the pieces. He or she has his or her class look up the scripture reference and choose one child to read the scripture aloud. Have all the children respond to what the prophecy or sign is and where and when it would take place. Have a member of the class hang its puzzle piece on the wall, trying to put the puzzle together. After the puzzle is completed, sing Once Within a Lowly Stable, Children's Songbook, page 41, or the Nativity Song, Children's Songbook, pages 52 and 53. Testify that just as the prophets foretold the birth of Jesus Christ, they have also told us that He will come again to the earth. 4. Have a child dress up as a shepherd boy and tell the story of the Savior's birth in Bethlehem. Talk to the children about the events surrounding the humble birth of Jesus Christ and sing Away in a Manger, Children's Songbook, pages 42 and 43. Contrast that setting with what the prophets have said will occur when He comes again by having the children look up scriptures concerning the second coming. Prepare strips of paper with a summary of each scripture ahead of time. For example, Isaiah chapter 65, verse 25, there will be peace on earth. Matthew chapter 16, verse 27, He will come in His glory. Matthew chapter 16, verse 27, angels will come with Him. Matthew chapter 24, verse 30, He will come in clouds of glory. Matthew chapter 24, verse 36, no man knows the day of His coming. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, the Lord will descend from heaven with a shout. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 108. He will come to be our King. Doctrine and Covenants, section 133, verse 25. He will stand in the midst of His people and reign over all flesh. Put a picture of the Savior's second coming, Gospel Art Kit 238, on the board and have the children place word strips describing the events of the Savior's second coming under the picture as they find each scripture. Sing When He Comes Again, Children's Songbook, pages 82 and 83. Help the children understand the difference between the humility of Christ's birth, Gospel Art Kit 200, and the glory of His second coming. Tell the children the parable of the 10 virgins, Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Have a picture of a biblical lamp mounted on a poster board with a space behind it for placing slips of paper. See, I Believe That Jesus Will Come Again, Friend, September 1995, pages 12 and 13. Tell the children that just as the five wise virgins were prepared, we can be prepared for the Savior's second coming by doing certain things today. Have them each write something that they can do now to have their lamp full, and be prepared when the Savior comes again. Have each child place his or her paper in the lamp until the lamp is filled with things that they can do. Give each child a piece of paper with a picture of a lamp on it to color. Have him or her write on the lamp something he or she will do this week to prepare for the Savior's coming. Bear your testimony that the things we do to prepare for the second coming are the same things that will make our lives happier and will prepare us to live with Heavenly Father one day. Sing, "I'm Trying to Be Like Jesus," Children's Songbook, pages 78 and 79. 5. Additional friend resources. Samuel the Lamanite tells about Jesus Christ, October 1995, pages 16 through 18. The Signs of Christ's Birth, December 1995, pages 4 through 6. The Prophets Testify of Jesus Christ's Birth, December 1997, pages 14 and 15, and 23. God Tells His Prophets, January 1998, pages 12 and 13 and 45. Isaiah Prophesies of the Savior, March 1998, pages 34 and 35. Isaiah Says, Song, March 1998, page 38. Message from Isaiah, November 1998, page 11. They Testify of Him, January 1999, pages 24 and 25. Jesus Christ Will Come Again, December 1999, pages 10 and 11. When He Comes Again, December 1999, pages 35 through 37. End of Sharing Time and Sharing Time Ideas. Our creative